Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, il molay mikra kosov I efshe lo imrei. No, we have to start from the pasuk. Mishalem lesainov el ponov la'avidai. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, il molay mikra kosov I efshe lo imrei. What is the pshat el ponov? Mishalem lesainov el ponov. Kav yochel ka odom shenoisei masi al ponov. What does this mean? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, El ponov shalakadish bochu. El ponov means lifonov mistomet. Vidoime loi kemasi lifonov. Now what is lifonov shalakadish bochu? So the Marsha explains as follows. Oisai miut hatoiv sheosa haroshe. The little toiv that the Rosh had done, tamid al ponav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemasa yazeh. So this is tamid lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to pay him up kedei lemael leshalem loy ba'olam hazeh ulavidoy le'olam haba. So that is pshat in the posik that thus licked Father Rebbein Shalom v'lamasoy medav zene pesaleidikin. That the miyat chusim that the Rosha did should be paid up lahavidoi. It's al ponov in order lahavidoi. It says further in the pasuk lo yaacher lisoinoi. Omar Rab Eile lisoinov hu de lo yaacher lisoinoi l'shalom l'shteitach. So there's a diuk lisoinov hu de lo yaacher. For the sonim, the Rabbi Nishon will not be ma'acher, he'll pay them up the schusim of their mitzvahs on this world. Avol ya'acher le tzadikim gemurim. But for tzadikim gemurim, the Rabbi Nishloilom will be ma'acher. He will not pay them up on this world. V'hain adom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma'i d'chsiv asher anoichi mitzavcho hayoim la'asoisam. Hayoim la'asoisam v'loy lemocha la'asoisam. On this world, this is the time to do mitzvahs. Losed lova, you can't do mitzvahs. But there's another deal. Hayoim la'asoisam lemocha lekabel schorim. But this world is a world of asiyah, not a world of kibul schar. So that means that the icho, the Rebbe Nishlom is ma'acher, to make sure not the schar should not be paid up on this world. We'll explain this soon. Amar Rab Chagai v'itaymer Rab Shmuel ban Achmeini, may d'chsiv erech apayim. Apayim is a loshem ponim. Beibisht is marich ponov. Erech af mi boilei. Ela erech apayim l'tzadikim, erech apayim l'rishoyim. Let us see Rashi. V'loi lemocho la'asoysom, shela'achel mise la'osid lovoy imbolekayim mitzvahs einemoyl. Then it won't help anymore. The mishe torach be'erev Shabbos, yoichol be'Shabbos, k'da'oma be'meseches avei dezore. Apayim mashme ponim, and aloshen rabim, bein soichakois, bein zeumois. Aponim shel kas and aponim shel rotzin. Apayim soiche kois marich. The ponim shel rotzin, the reponim shalom is marich. Uma'acher le tzadikim lo osid lovoi. Apayim ze umais marich le rishoyim. Uma'acher puranusom lo ilam abo. So the din and the rishoyim, the reponim shalom is also marich to be mishalem. Lost lovoy and the schal for tzadikim. It is poshet that what the Rabbeinu Shloilom is ma'acher to be mishalim loyachel esoyne leshalim loy, but the tzadikim the Rabbeinu Shloilom will not be mishalim. So poshet pshat is because schal mitzvah bahai al meleke. We don't have in this world a commodity to pay the schar for one mitzvah. So how could the Eibishter pay up tzaddikim on this world? It has to be ma'acha, as the Mesillas Yesharim says. The Olam Haba, that is muchan with tanugim to pay up for mitzvahs. This world we don't have, there's not enough in the whole world to pay up for one mitzvah. Zameridike vote from the Mir HaShiva Zecheinu Baruch Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So how does the Rebbeinu Shalom pay up the Rishoyim on this world of Schar Mitzvah by Al Maleke? So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that there's a anhoge with the Rebbeinu Shalom Lididi Shavali. The Rebbeinu Shalom pays for a mitzvah how much the mitzvah is really worth. And the mitzvah is really worth is Schar Mitzvah by Al Maleke. But a Roshe, we see how a Roshe is marich and marshev a mitzvah, by him it's not worth too much. So memele, so by him there's a different side, l'didei shovelei, how much the mitzvah is worth to him, which isn't too much, so for the Roshe there's enough on this world to pay up for a mitzvah. A tzaddik is marshev a mitzvah l'fi mashu be'emishove. So we can't pay him up on this world because there's no commodity to pay him up. So therefore he's paid up. La'osid lovoy. Zaktais ves erech apayim l'tzadikim v'l'rishoyim. Apayim soiche kais marech l'tzadikim ad la'osid. Z'umais l'rishoyim. U'ma'acher puranusom ad lo'ilam habo. So Taisva says, "V'gam zele toive." This is also a toive. Erech Apayim is the from the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachmim. So this is a toive for the Rosh also. Sheyesh lam shus lachzer betshuve kedemashme bechelik. Davinami le toive. Moshe Rabbeinu was all alamorim, and he saw the midah of Erech Apayim. Yes, is this for tzaddikim? The Rebbeinu Shalom said for rishoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu time did Rishoyim Yevedu. Later, B'Shas Tachet Ha'Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ma'ira the Midah V'Erech Apayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him, you said L'Tzadikim, he said, but the Rebbeinu Shalom had said L'Rishoyim. So, Kaponim, it's a Dovo Toiv also. It's totally in the Mekabel. If the Mekabel will use this Marich after do Tshuva, it's Gevaldik. If he won't use it, so he loses out from it. So it comes out that the brunt of the Einish will be La'osid Lavoi, where there it's Alma Dekshayit, and the Einish is Take Lefi Chatov. We had in the Mishnah, a Machloikis, let us look for 1 minute in the Mishnah. Here a Machloikis, the area, how large, Pasin, Oisim Pasin Lebirois. How large the area can be. So the Mishnah says, Muta laharchik kol shuhu. That, one could be marchik kol, any distance whatsoever, the pasim from the bear. Bubuvad sheyarbe bepasim. She makes sure there shouldn't be too large a pirtze between the diumdim, so you should add pasim. Then there's no limit to the shear of harchove he's allowed to make. That's the svar of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad beis sosoyim. One is only permitted to be marchik, the pasim, ad beis sosoyim. We'll see Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it's a machitza gerua, it's poritz meruba loimed, pasi birois, so memele, it is only permitted to have an enclosure of a beis osayim. More than a beis osayim is osa. Now, we're going to have a sugya here, which is very difficult to understand. The Gaon Yaakov says a gevaldik kibir. So, Zolman pabirin abisaloysen veinik to explain the sugya. Then, when we'll come to the sugya hafentlich, it should be a little easier. According to Rav Yehuda, that's for sure. Let's say that you have the boil, let's say, is dalad amas al dalad amas. You have a small boil. And one will clear a shaila, how much is one permitted to make the enclosure of pasi berois? So that's what it says in the Mishnah. The achoki can only make an enclosure of a beis osayim. That means the boyer plus the hekif around it cannot be bigger than a beis osayim, because this is a mechitza grue, and when a mechitza grue is only permissible to make a hekif of beis osayim, like we had by shayore, by chavolim. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda, but this is worse than chavolim, because this is paritz meruba loimet. So he holds there's no chilek, a yochid, a shayore. You can only make beis osayim. The Ritva says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there'll be three people, you'll have three beis osayim. But there's not enough kol tzolchon. It's a mechitza grua meyoid. You can only be makiv beis osayim. That is when the whole meduber is when he is being makiv an area letzolchoi. So memele, so this hekev is a hekev gorua. So therefore, it can only be beis osayim. Now the Gemara is going to have a shaila in a different case. Let's say a person has a boyer. The boyer is a beis osayim. The boyer alone is a beis osayim. Now the boyer, if the boyer is a beis osayim, so on the boyer there's no shailas whatsoever. The boyer does not have a hekev gerua. The boyer is a emeser reshus hayochid. So memela on the boyer there's no shailas whatsoever. Now, in Yesod, for his practical purposes, he would make the hekif right around the boil. So you'd have, let's say, a boil, and then you have an inch around the boil. But he's not allowed to do that. Chazal said that you have to make a minimum of roishe v'rubei shalpor. You need two amas around the boil. But that is not for my purpose. That is because Chazal said that you have to have such a hekev. So there is a svare as follows. There's a svare, since I'm not making the hekev for myself, this hekev is only because Chazal were matzrich this minimum hekev. So there's a svare to say that this area becomes bottle to the boil. So even though theoretically, the hekev, when we will add together the boyer plus the roishay veruboy shel poro, we have more than a beis osayim, but this small area, which is made not for my tzoyrech, this small area is made because Chazal were matzrich me to make it, so memela this becomes bottled to the boyer, and it doesn't have a new chashivis, so it has a din of beis osayim. So that means even, so these mechitzas also only makiv beis osayim, because the area becomes bottled to the boil. Other efshir name, efshir lemaise, lom de sahin, lom de saher. You have over here the mechitzas are makiv, an area of yeser mi beis osayim. So memela, that is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this is our sugya. That means if there is more then Roshe Verubei Shel Poro surrounding the boyer, so then everyone is moide that the maximum shear is Beis Osayim. More than Beis Osayim is Zichah not permissible. But the Gemara is going to clear a shaila. If you have a Beis Osayim from the boyer alone, and now the only addition that you are adding on is because of Takonas Chazal, that you need this addition to the boy. So Memele, there's a suffix, since this is not being makif letzol choy, so maybe this becomes bottle to the boy, and so it's considered that this is considered a heck of a base osayim. Or maybe you look in reality, and you say, Lamaise, the pasim a makif an area more than base osayim. This is the sugya we're going to learn now. So the Gemara declared a shaila, Beir upasim koma. That was Rabbi Yehuda said, a statement that we were only matir a beis osayim. In such a case, if you have a beir that is a beis osayim, and you have a hekif around it. Is that not permitted? That means bayru pasim koma. If you have a large bayr, so you will only be permitted if the bayr and the pasim will be a beisosai. So the first tzad is a tzad l'chayma, that will say that we don't say this lomdus. It is only permissible, there's never a time when it is permissible to have more than a beis osayim. Even you have a large boyer, but the boyer upasim has to only be a beis osayim. If you have a boyer that is a beis osayim, it'll be mutter if you'll add pasim, which are only reishe verubay shel porah, because then the iker hekif is the hekif of the boyer. And this area becomes bottle to the boyer, some in a base society. Let us see Rashi. Boyer upasim. Roichev ha-boyer imchlal hekef ha-pasim or choikim shtei ames. Both together can only be a base society, but more than that will not happen. Lechudei shori be-base society. If the boyer itself is a base society, it will also be muta. Levad al-chokas beis ames. That means, besides the boyer, you'll have al-chokas beis ames, but thus, this area, which is, I'm not being makif for my tzayich, it is only being placed in Mishum Takonis Chazal, so mele, it becomes but. The tzad that it should be mutter is because one looks at the boyer, and the boyer is a beis osayim. So one will not say, ooh, it's more than a beis osayim, because you have the hekif around it also. One looks at the boyer and fakert, and he understands that the area surrounding the bird that becomes the veloy gazrinan, we're not geyser dilma osa little tula yaisa mi beis osayim bekalfif. That means one will see this enclosure, so he won't come to learn from this that yaisa mi beis osayim is also muta. Oy dilma adam noisen einav bemechitza. Now the Efshonit, maybe we are guys, a person will look at the whole area. The whole area is an area that is including the two Amis which are surrounding the Boyer. So the area, Bechlalusa, is more than a base of Sayim, for than a base of Sayim. So he'll say, so just like this is Mutter, so I'll make a calf of Yasami base of Sayim also. But there's a more of the kizach from this Gemara. The Gemara does not clear a shechenar also. Since me'iker adin, the lomdis is tak the way we mentioned before. Since the sayisofa and the boyer is because of takonis chazal, so this becomes bottle to the boyer. So me'iker adin, it does not have a din of a hekif yaisa mi beis asayim. But this area has to be there. Samela me'iker adin etzichem muta. No, the shaila is, were they geyser? A person aces and lomdus it's oiskehalten, but one might be toye, and he might say, just like this is permissible, so a kaf of yaisami beisasim is also permissible. He won't understand the lomdus over here, so were they, and the whole thing, a kaf of yaisami beisasim, that's a hukif ladir is also us, only midarabon, and it's a gzeir l'gzeir over here. But I'll kopon him, that is the shaila of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Adam noisin einav beboiroi, ve'im bo lilmoid mikan heter lemokem. If he wants to learn a heter, it's muta. Min aboiru lomad. He knows that the iker is the boir. Ve'reyene el a beis asayim, and the boir is only a beis asayim. Hilkach afal pishel hukaf yoiser alkei, even though the pase berois amakif more than the boyer, we have another two amis surrounding the boyer. Layosi lemishrif kalf of yoiser mi beis asayim da almesh lehukif ledire. He won't, a person will not be loimit from this heter to be matar a kalf of yoiser mi beis asayim. Oy dilme, de mechitzosei adam noisen einav. a person will look at the mechitza, vimbo lilmaid mikan, and if he wants to learn, he sees this pasi beirois, which is larger than a beis asayim, has a hechshel from the badatz, it's kosher. So vimbo lilmaid mikan, he's going to learn from this. Heta lemokim acher. He's going to learn from the area that the mechitz is enclosing. If you're going to be matter over here, so this can come about that someone will be matter a hekif, so the whole shaila is a shaila of gzeire, not a shaila meikaradim. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Toshima. So the Gemara is poishet the shaila. Kamo, this is a loshon habaraisa. Kamo hein mikurovim. How close can the pasi beirois be to the boyer? Kedei roisha verubo shel pora. That's, it has to be, there should be place surrounding the boyer for roisha verubo shel pora. Vekamo hein meruchokim. How far are the pas? Is it permissible that the pasi beroi should be from the boyer? Afilukurai. Rabbi Yudaimer beisosayim muta yesami beisosayim osa. Amru la Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So this Bemison is talking about another case we mentioned. This is talking about he wants to be marchik. This is his own alchoke. He wants to be marchik the mechitzes from the boyer, from the pasim, so memele, the hachoke is only a beis asayim. Omru le Rab Yehuda, i'ata moide bedir, v'soyar, mukze, v'chotzer. These are all areas which are mukif ledire. Afilu chameshes kurim, o beis aseres kurim, shemuta. So why are you machmir? This is also mukif ledira, Rashi said in the Mishnah, that it's roi, people drink from it. So it's called mukif ledira. Hagavuche, Rabbi Keveger explains that even though we had learned that one teretz and taisvis, a person is not allowed to drink from it, it's only mutal abahemis oile regolim. If it's nishtaya, it's mutal from a person to drink. But theoretically, a person is not allowed to drink from it. So Bekevega says, mukav ladiris, you look what happens a whole week. A whole week people drank from the boyer. So that's called mukav ladira. People are deriving benefit from it the whole week. So that's called mukav ladira. So al kaponim, so they asked Rabbi Yehuda, so every mukim that's mukif ladire, there's no shear on how large the enclosure could be. What is it different than a deer, a soya? Omar lehem, so Rabbi Yehuda told them, zu mechitze ve'elo pasim. My dear friends, there's a big chilek. There you have a geherige mechitze. And it's mukif ladira also, samachosa kan. I also agree with you. If you have a geherige mechitze, so the enclosure can be as large as you want to make it if it's mukif ladira. But here it's a mechitze geruah. A mechitze geruah, they were only matter based on soin. Rab Shimon ben Elozar Oimer, boyer based sosoyim a based sosoyim. That means a boyer that is ayin aleph, Ayin Amma Vishirayim, and Ayin Amma and 2/3, by a square, that's Ayin Amma and 2/3. Mutter. That is Mutter. V'loi Amru Laharchik, Elo Kedei Roisha V'rubo Shelpo. So what did Rab Shimon ben Elozar say? Rab Shimon ben Elozar said, if you have a boyer that is a Beis Osayim, you are permitted, but you're only permitted to have a richuk around it of roishe verubei shalpor. Al kolponim, we see Rab Shimon ben Elozar holds that you could have more than a beis asayim. The shaila that we cleared a shaila, is one permitted to have a boyer beis asayim plus a hekif of two amas around it. That was the tzad lehakel. Or maybe no, it has to be a base or saim with the heker. That was the shaila. So Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, Boyer base or saim, a base or saim muter, v'loy amru lahachik, but then you're only permitted to be machik, v'eroy shemiru b'shalpo. Zok de Gemara, amidikama Rab Shimon ben Elazar, Boyer v'loy pasim, that you don't need the area of Boyer and pasim should make a base or saim. No, it is permissible, even if the boyer alone is a beis asoyim, and the pasim becomes nitbal to the boyer. Michlal, the Rabbi Yehuda, boyeru pasim kama. We see this, since we were machloikis over here. So vaistois, that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar wants to be chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not permissible to have a boyer beis asoyim. The Boyer and Pasim together have to be a Beis HaSayim. And according to Rav Shimon Elazar, the Boyer alone can be a Beis HaSayim. So we're pushing to Shaila. V'loihi. So the Gemara says no. Rav Yehuda, Boyer, B'loi Pasim, come on. According to Rav Yehuda, if you'll have a Boyer Beis HaSayim, it'll also be Mutter. You don't need the Boyer and the Pasim together should be a Beis HaSayim. Frag the Gemara, I hochi, heinu, Rab Shimon ben Elazar. So what's this machloikis? Rab Shimon Elazar says it's mutter if the boy alone is a beis asayim, and Rab Yehuda says it's mutter. So what's the machloikis? Ike beinayu, orich, vekot. The nafkemino be, not fakert, not Rab Shimon ben Elazar is the mekel, the way the Gemara learned in the Havamina. Rab Shimon ben Elazar is a machmer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said they were only matter a beis asayim merube, if it's square. If it's rectangular, they weren't matter. So therefore, that's what Shimon ben Elazar is saying. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is saying they were only matter beis asayim a beis asayim muta. They were only matter if it's a square beis asayim. But if it's orich v'kotten, they weren't even matter that. I don't know klar what this chesaron of orich vekotten is. Could be orich vekotten, the yaisem ibeis osayim. If it's not mukif ladira, they would geizer otu reshus harab. It looks like a reshus harab already. There's no dire, or there's no. They would geizer mishum reshus harab. So could be orich vekotten also is similar to a reshus harab. Reshus harab is not square. So it could be, Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, they were only matter if it's square. A base of Sayim Gufa, they were only matter if it was square, if it's rectangular. So this already looks like a Rishus HaRabim, so this they answered already. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Afilu Orich V'Kotten is also mutter. So you don't have any raya from here. It could be both hold that the beis osayim, is the maximum you could have, the boyer could be a beis osayim, and the bein apasim, the area bein apasim, the two amis, becomes nitval to the boyer, and they weren't geyser, even though theoretically the hekif is now more than a beis osayim. Zogt Rashi. Lay amru lahachik, this is the lashon of Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Lay amru lahachik a hekev levad beis shoshayim shal roichev abur elosh day ames. They only permitted to be machik the hekev besides the beis shoshayim shal bur two ames. There's two ames more than the beis shoshayim, which this is not litzayrech hamakev no chazal v'mesak, and it's only permitted two ames. Orich v'kotten. Kuf al nun, da habe sosayim kechotzer amishke. Le Rabbi Yehuda, af al pi she'enoi merube, even though it is not square, muto. U bilvad, shlo yei bein olke viroch be yesam I beis asayim. That's, that if the boir itself is more than a beis asayim, dan toinish. Le Rabbi Shimon bein a merube, kedom av behedye, Beis osayim al beis osayim. Vavishivim ama vishirayim, oshivim ama vishirayim, kdoma bai pirkin. Kotin Katzer berachboy. It is short in the width. Zak taisvis. Oy dilme ber beloy pasin kama. Peirish. U pasin, the ber beloy pasin kama. That means the ber itself could be a base or sign without a pasin. Peirish. U pasin. So it means you could have pasin besides the ber, but Upasin la yimruchaki min abayr, ela kedai reishe verube shalpore. On the tzad that you could have more than a base of sayim, that means if the pasim are only the reishe verube shalpore. That's the whole shail in the Gemara. Avol ein leforesh, the pasim nami iboi marchik at base of sayim. Es ist bei Emerson, one lechayre could say such a svare. So it's gonna ganz geschmack a svare. The boyer is mukiv mechitzes. So that is gerge mechitzes. So the pasim, no Rabbi Yehuda hold that the pasim could only be, makif a reshus of base osayim. No, so you'll have a base osayim that of area that the pasim will be makif. So Taisa says you can't say that. Abul ein leforish, the pasim nami. A boy, that's on the Gemara. The boyer below passing comma. The boyer could be a base of sayim, and the bein passing could also be a base of sayim. Be the kamarin and besamach. This can't be because the Gemara says later, Ihochi may be nayu bein l'Rab Shimon bein l'Rab Yehuda. The Gemara asked, according to Rab Shimon, it is also mutter to have a boyer base of sayim plus two amis, and the Gemara says may be nayu. Well, if he's there, if we'll say that the Gemara had a tzad according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if the boyer is a base of sayim, and the one is permitted to have the bein apasim should also be a base of sayim, well, if he's there, too, we can be nayim. The Reb Shimon, loy shori, Reb Shimon was only matel laharchig, elo kedei roi sheveru b'shalpor, but Rabbi Yehuda matel at base of sayim. So what's Pshat Hol Gemara later? Elo badai. Gam Rabbi Yehuda lo shori laharchik el kedei roi sheveru b'shalpor. Afal gav dodam noisen einov b'boir. The Gemara says the lomdis is because one looks at the boyer, this is only a tuffle to the boyer. V'loy b'mechitz ein lahata yosef. More than that, you can't be matter because nois neinav b'boyeray only is a lomdis, as the Gaon Yaakov explains that for the reishi v'rubay, which is not, he was not makif litzol choy, was only mishum takonas chazal. But more than that, there won't be yet. Boyer u'pasin koma. So the other tzad of the Gemara is boyer u'pasin koma, that the boyer together with the pasim has to be a base of sai. That's the tzad chayma. V'hoda omar bepirkin karfef yoyser mi base of sai. What if a person had a karfef yoyser mi base of sai? Ubono bo Bonaboy Omud Gavoya Yud Verochav Dalit Umiatoy have a miyat ochinami hai bear lomale have a miyat. Frektach Taisves Lachaire, the Gemara says of Yeva Karfef Yoisam I Beisosoy, which is Take Osa. If you have an area Yoisam I Beisosoy, what's not Hukif Ladira is Osa. But if you'll build in this area an omud, gavoya yud verochav dalet, and you'll take away the area of the omud, and then you'll look at the shetach left over, now you'll only have a base of sayim. So it's muta. So it seems the omud does not go, not only it doesn't go into the cheshbin, eses fakelts, it takes away. So the omud is not part of the area. So hachinami hai boir loma loi have a miyut fakert. L'chayre, you only have, the boir is the boir, just like the omud takes away, from the shimosh of the karfif, and now you have a karf of beisosayim, because the area of the omud does not go into the cheshbon, so within the area of the boir should not go into the cheshbon. The Sab Emerson and this Kasha in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that there's a Pseyesaidis the Kechilik before we see Taisvis Teretz. Taisvis is Chilik on the Shulchan Aruch. But let us first see what in Shulchan Aruch it says. This halacha that if you have a kaf of yosam mibeis osayim and an amud was built in the middle, so the amud is chaylik reshus b'fnei atzmoi, so it takes away from the area. So now, if you subtract the area of the amud, you'll only have a beis osayim. It is permissible. In Shulchan Aruch it says, what'll be if you have trees in the, and you don't have an amud, you have trees in this beis osayim. So also, you'll take the area besides the trees, you won't have yesami beis osayim. So trees are not memayit. Why? Because the trees enhance the shimush of the yesami beis osayim. It's not a stira. This is an area, theoretically, that's not mukif ladira. It's yesami beis osayim that's not mukif ladira. So you'll say, you'll start gribbling. No, it's not yesami beis osayim. Look, the trees, let's take away the area of the trees. So Fakir, the tree becomes an intricate part of this area. Fakir, it enhances the shimush of this area. Now it's shady. So, but now mukif, it doesn't make a mukif ladira, a kaponim, whatever you want to use this for a golf course, whatever you want to use it for. But it's not, it's, so the trees help. But, so therefore, the trees do not take away from the area. An omud does not help the area at all. So the omud takes away from the area. So the Rishayim say a boyer is also enhances the area. Doesn't take away, it helps the shimush of the area. So a boyer is like an ilum. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Goyin Yaakov wants to be moisef, he wants to say a boyer of pasi beirois, he says a moyer de kechap. He says you have to understand these pasi beirois were in Bershus Arab. So this is Emerson Abir Bishus Arab. We have to learn Chayshim Mishpat also. So it was covered. It had a kisui. So if it had a kisui, so now, so what, why should it take away any area? The area, you can walk over the boir. You can use this area. You don't have an open boir. You have a boir mechusa. So a boir mechusa zicha doesn't take away anything of the area. Taisus old kasha was if you have an omud. So where the omud is, you can't use. So that takes away from the area. But he says, if you machasa the boil, so what is it? What's gater on that underneath the kiso you have water there? But you had this whole area is a walking area that could, this whole area could be used because of the kisui. So mameila boil zichi can't take away. That's what the Goyin Yaakov wants to answer Taisus kasha. Taisvus, for some reason, does not appreciate any of these terutzim, and Taisvus says as follows. The horsem b'mechitzeis toivais. There we're speaking about, yev mechitzeis toivais. Now the whole problem is, it's not mukif ledire. So there, so we can be makel, if there's an omut, and hu adin abir, we would be makel. I will be passing leitiru. Leitira bein akel ela beis osayim. Passing that didn't make any kulis. This you can use this. It's a mechitza gerua. So here we don't make any cheshbonis. This is only a cheshbon that is made for mechitzas toivus. Zok the gemara vaita. Omar Rab Shimon ben Alozo. Kol avir klal Omar Rab Shimon ben Alozo. Kol avir shetashmishay ledire. He says, Rab Shimon Elazar is going to tell us a hagdore in mukif ledira. So he wants to tell us a paradox over here. You could have an area that is avir. It's not covered. Aber tashmisha ledira. But in this uncovered area, the people are mishtamish ledira. There is a shimush of dira. Kegoin dir, v'soya, mukze, v'chotza. So even though it's not mekure, afilu beis chameishes kurim and beis aseres kurim, that's called mukif ledire. You could have dire without a kiri, without a covering. People could live in open spaces. And you could have fakert also. V'chol dire. You could have a dire. You could have a burgenin. You could have a hut that the shaima lives. So this hut was here before the whole enclosure was made. But the purpose that the Shomer is living in this hut is not that he wants to live in this hut. This is only to protect him from the elements. That means really the dira of the shomer is not in that. He has to leave the enclosure. And in order to be an elach shomer, to see the stutzach outside of the enclosure. So even though there is a dira over here, but since the whole purpose of the dira is not to live here, the shomer really is only, he only protects himself for the elements when there are problems. But the Iker, Mokei Madire, is chutz from this enclosure. Kegoyim Burgen in Shebesodes, Beisos Hayim Muta Yesem, Beisos Hayim Osa. Zogt Rashi, Kol Avir, Afal Pi She'enoi Mekure, even though it's not Mekure, it's Avir, In Tashmishoi Lediras Adam, Lechnise, Letziye Tomid, they enter the Soyah, they enter the deer. So that's called Tashmisha Ladira, even though it is not Mekur, it's not covered. Bechol Dira, she mechusa begag. Here it's fakert, it is covered, there is a kisui. V'yasura l'shmiras avir shechutzalo, but the Iker Burgenin is for the shmiras avir shechutzalo, so that is not called Mukif Ladira. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im hoya derech reshus harabim mafsekoso. We had a pasi berois, and this pasi berois was made in a reshus harab. And the derech reshus harabim mafsekoso. That means that you have traffic. People are going in this reshus harabim, so they would be going if you'll make large pasi berois. So you could make it for practical purposes, you can make the pasi berois a little less than if you'll make, you can make large pasi berois so that the rabbim could go through. The rabbim could continue the hilach in the reshus harabim. So that's not permitted. Yisal kenu letzdodim. You have to make sure that the pasi berois should be on the side and the rabbim should go next to it. They have a picture. Page 50, the picture is number 40. Yisal kenu letzdodim, that the hilach harabim should be on the side, and the pasi berois should be on the side. So you should make sure, you put up a sign that the people should not walk the area of the pasi berois, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, osu rabim amavatli mechitzdem. If the rabim will walk in the area of the pasi berois, so the whole mechitze, the whole Shein Dalad Mechitzas, which we have surrounding the Boyer, will become bottle. So we'll lose our heter to be Shoyev Mayim from the Boyer. So therefore, Yisal Kenu Litzodim. V'chachomim Oimrim Einei Tzorich. This is not necessary. Let them walk there. Tzorich Nishkefelach. They're walking in a Rishus Ayochid. Loi Osi Rabim Umevatli Mechitz. That is the Svor of the Chachomim. Zogt die Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan und Rabbi Loza, da Omri Tevayu, kan hoidiacho koichon shal mechitzes. That means, we see from the Chachamim, we see a koich of mechitzes. That means, looking at this area over here, we have full traffic going through the area of the Pasei Berois, and it's a reshus hayochit, it's moiredik. You have a hiloch harabim, and it becomes a reshus hayochid. It's kan oidiach or koichon shal mechitzes. That what you see is garnished. This is a reshus hayochid. Frag de gemore kan usvirelei. Does that mean this is a statement that here you see the koichon and in vice place they hold like that? Frag de gemore va omar rabbe bar bachon omar rabbi yochanan Yerushalayim ilmolei dal seisen in oleis balaylo. If the dalsis of Yerushalayim would not be closed at night, chayov noler mishum reshus harab. Since they were able to shut off the losses of Yerushalayim, so that made it ois reshus harab fakert. It's not osi lehilach harabim. There are certain times you can use the highways, there are certain times you can use it, it's locked. But il molei dal seisel ninolitz. But if we wouldn't have losses, we wouldn't have such a inyan. So chayov nala mishum shus harabim. Aye, why should you be chayiv? Why should you be chayiv l'chayre kan hediach ha-koichan shal mechitzes? And we'll see, Yerushalayim wasn't worse than Pasei Birois. There was zich Hashem dalet mechitzes around it. So what is Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan? Efer de Gemara elo kan v'loy svirelei. Kan v'loy svirelei. Rabbi Yochanan is saying Pshat and the Chachamim, but he doesn't hold like the Chachamim. Let us go a little further. Frekte Gemara, v'romid Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, v'romid Rabbon ad Rabbon. So learning our Mishneh, it seems as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds that osi rabbi mevatli mechitzeh. The Rabbanon hold kana diyacho koichen shal mechitzeh. But you don't see osi rabbi mevatli mechitzeh. The Sanye, we learned in the Baraisa, yes, al kenom Rabbi Yehuda, we had this before. Mi shoho yeloi shnei ba'is. This is in the Perish Chai, page 10, number 60. We hear that's the case. Misha yiloi shnei batim mishnei tzidei reshus harabim. You have batim mishnei tzidei reshus harabim. So Rabbi Yehuda said, oise lechi mikan velechi mikan, v'keire mikan v'keire mikan. So on this block, you had, let's say, the whole block on both sides was a bias. And so you have two mechitzes plus two lechayayim or two keires. And you're allowed to carry according to Rav Yehuda. Even though this is l'chayre a very choshev reshus harabim, you have also rabim u'mevatli mechitzte. Afal piken, Rav Yehuda says it's good. Now, we have to understand which mechitza are we mevatl over here. We mevatl the mechitza of the lechi or of the kayre we mevatl. He says, this mechitza is not serving its purpose because the rabbim are going through. So the Gemara and the Havamina held that you need the lechayayim eiker adin. V'af al pikein, that helps. Hi, also rabbim and mevatli mechitzte. This lechi that is serving as a mechitza, the rabbim are ridiculing it. Also rabbim v'af al pikein, that helps according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara. Kashed Rab Yehuda ad Rab Yehuda, Kashed Rabbonon ad Rabbon. The Sanyo, yes, al kainom Rab Yehuda, Bramid Rab Yehuda, Bramid Rabbon ad Rabbon, the Sanyo. Yes, al kainom Rab Yehuda, Misho yelo ishnei batim, ishnei tzidei rishus harabim, ois lo lechim mikan, vo lechim mikan, oi keire mikan, vo keire mikan, v'noisei v'noisim b'emtan, he's permitted to carry. Tzmuta, it's a reshus ha-yochet. Chathchila tzmuta. Amru loy. And the Chachomim said, hey, ma'av reshus ha-rabim bekach. And the Chachomim were chaylik. You can't make a reshus ha-rabim, ma'is reshus ha-rabim with these two lechayayim. So me'mele, it's mamish v'nahapachu. Kashid Rab Yehuda ad Rab Yehuda. Here we see Rab Yehuda hold, you don't say osu rabim mevat le'mechitze. Kashid Rabbonin ad Rabbonin. And for the Gemara, Rab Yehuda ad Rab Yehuda loy kashid. Hosam dike shtei mechitzes mal yisa. Hocher leke shtei mechitzes mal yisa. Rabona de rabona nami loikashe hoche ike shem arbe mechitzes. Hosam leke shem dalet mechitzes. Let us see, before we see Rashi and Tais, let us just see Taisvis, kashe de rabiuda de rabiuda. Here Taisvis explains klo what the havamina was. Kashe de rabiuda de rabiuda. Kosalke daite de makshe. Rabbi Yehuda sholish mechitzes de reise. The Maksha held that you need sholish mechitzes min ha-toyre. Where is your third mechitze? Velechi vekoire mishum mechitze. And he held that a lechi or a koire is a mechitze gemurah. Now this mechitze of lechi and koire is beautiful, but is a rabbim. The rabbim are going through this lechi and koire. Alme loy osu rabbim mevatle mechitze. The Ishtai Mechitzes, the Reises of Tertais, if the Gemara would have known in the beginning that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtai Mechitzes, the Reises, they have a Porich Midi. So what's the Kasha? If two Mechitzes are enough, these two Mechitzes, the Rabbim are Mevatel, these two Mechitzes, Fakert. All you need is two Mechitzes, the Rabbim, Fakert, these two Mechitzes are serving their purpose. You can't come in from the two sides of the Mechitzes. And you don't need more than that. The Gemara says, no, not the way you learned, that he holds you need three mechitzas d'raisa, and the third mechitzas alechi. And there's a rabbim that's mevatalit. No, two mechitzas are d'raisa. Inami, afilo kosova sholish mechitzas d'raisa, layosu rabbim umevatli mechitzas shlishis, kiven di kishtei mechitzas shlemis. That's how the Gemara means. Afilo you'll say you need three, but since two out of the three are good, there's no rabbim that are being mevatel, two out of the three mechitzes. So the for one mechitze, you don't say, oh, sir, rabbim mevatel mechitze. Ma she'en kein by pasi berois, let's berois, there's not one ganze mechitze there. And each ruach, the rabbim are coming and are being mevatel the mechitze. Let's just learn the last taisvis. The rabbona nami leikashe. Have a the Gemara could have said another terrace. The Rabbonon le pligia the Rabbi Yehuda, elami the Rabbonon. Not that they hold that osi rabbim, mevatle mechitzte. Mina teure, the moidetem, it's good, faked, you have two mechitzes in alechi, it's gewaldig. Ay, there's a rabbim, no, mina teure, it's good. No, mit der Rabbonon it's no good. Mit der Rabbonon we say, also Rabbi Mevatle Mechitze. Aye, we hold by Pasi Berois it is good. Yeah, that's how Tzayr Regolem, but Tzayr Mitzvah, so I mean, do the But I'll call upon him, I'll mit der Reise Meidele. But the Gemara says, noch besser. The Gemara says, they hold that Shtei Mechitze is Tamas Regolmish. Yeh Yeh Vashem Arba Mechitze. So if Yeh Vashem Arba Mechitze, so Memele, then you say, Leosa Rabbi. Zot Rashi, Chayoven Olei, Alma Osa Rabim, Umevatli Mechitze. We see Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Osa Rabim, Umevatli Mechitze. The Gemara, Hoche Ike Shem Dalad Mechitze. Sheyesh Shtei Amois Hekif Doifen Lechol Ruach. And each Ruach, there's a Doifen of two Amis, a Memele, so this is Odif, then Shtei Mechitze. You have a Shem Dalad Mechitze. Zuktoisvis, wa oma Rab Yochanan, Yerushalayim, il mole dal soiseo, no ulois yud bichayev. Ve im taima, fraktoisvis, shani Yerushalayim, davarechova sheish esrei amois, upasin leke ele yud gimul ushlish. He said, the Gemara asks a stire in Rab Yochanan. Here, Rabbi Yochanan praised the Rabbono. He said, "Kana diyacha koichen shal mechitzes." You see, mechitzes work. But even though Rabbim are going through, mechitzes still work. And here, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Il mole dal seisen ulois balayla." It would be a reshus Rabbim. So you see, mechitzes don't work. Astir in Rabbi Yochanan. Frektoisves, there's a difference. Pasi berois is only 13 and a third amis. And Yerushalayim is 16 amis. Now we have to understand what's pshat in Toisves Kashe. I could say two pshatim in Toisves Kashe, but was Toisves Emfeld, the Baal Weisach nicht. One pshat in the Ritva seems to learn this pshat. The Ritva seems to say as follows. The Ritva says, at Zustel, between Yud Gimel and Ashlish, and 16 Amis. Now, in order to have a Shem Rishus Arabim, you need 16 Amis. So, Memele, so 16 Amis, you have real traffic. That's a Shir, that's a Rishus Arabim. Less than 16 Amis, it's not a Rishus Arabim. That means you don't have real traffic. Memele, so Frektais is a very geschmacky kasha. Frektais was, so Memele could be that what Rabbi Yochanan said also, Rabbi, loy mevatli mechitzte, by pasi berois, is if you don't have real traffic, you have 80% traffic, then you don't say mevatli mechitzte. That's by pasi berois. Yerushalayim, you have 60 namas, there you have a reshus harabim, so there the traffic is you have a larger rabbim, a much greater traffic, a traffic of a rishus rabbim, then it's takim abatlim mechitzta. So what's the kasha? That's one way we could perhaps learn shat. The Ritva seems to learn klal like this. A second way we can learn pshat, perhaps, that maybe Taisus means to ask as follows. Taisus means to ask that Pasi Birois is only 13 and a third Amis. So Memele, so the area of Pasi Birois, without anything, is not a Rishus Arab. Because the minimum shir of a Rishus Arab is 16 Amis. So the whole meduber is an akamalist. That means, machalamaisis, you only have a akamalist over here. You don't have more than a akamalist. If you only have a akamalist, some emelis, or the mechitzis of a akamalist, we don't say, oser rabim avatli mechitzte. Masha enkein, by Yerushalayim, here we're speaking about an emes Rishus Arabim. So Mamela, so to be matter an emissary Rishus Arab, maybe you say Osir Rab Mabat Lemachitzta. That's the two ways I could understand Pshat and Tais Viskash. But the Teretz Vashteich nicht. Vyesh Loima, Emfa Taisvis, Hoyul Vahoyul Lirushalayim Tsuras HaPesach. Yerushalayim had a Tsuras HaPesach. Let's look at the picture 41. 41, we'll see that in the all four sides of Yerushalayim, there was Psochim, but each Pesach had a Tzuras HaPesach over here. So there was a Tzuras HaPesach that on all four sides. There was a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tosfos, Hoyo by Yerushalayim Tzuras HaPesach, V'choshev K'mechitza, K'dama P'perik Kamen. A Tzuras HaPesach has a Teres Mechitza. If you have a pirtze yeser mi yudamis, and you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't have to be mamayit. A tzuras ha-pesach is a teres mechitze. So you have a tzuras ha-pesach. Is loy hoyo le rabim de boki levatel ha-mechitze. So the rabim shouldn't have been mevatel the mechitze. Because you have your mechitze. Vafilu le Rav disnayet zorich lemayit. Afilu Rav says that a tzuras ha-pesach more than yud ames you have to be memayit. Moidu du min ha-toyre mahani. Min ha-toyre a tzuras ha-pesach more than tan ames is also good. Teida do peye materes bekloim. Peye is a case of a tzuras ha-pesach that's more than tan ames and it's matter bekloim min ha-toyre. Afilu yaisa mi yaisa. So what did Taisvis answer? So Taisvis answered, you have a Tzuras HaPesach. Yerushalayim is a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a Teres Mechitza min HaTeire. So it's a Daf Mefashtein, what's the Teres? So if we learn the first way that the Kasha was, that you have a bigger Bekiyas Rabim by 16 Amis than by 13 Amis, so then the Fashtein Mebechlal Nish, what does Taisvis answer? It's a Tzuras HaPesach, but that doesn't answer the Kasha. But you have a bigger Bekiyas Rabim. If we'll say the second way that we wanted to learn, that Taisva said that what are we being matter over here? By Pasi Biroi, since there's only 13 Amish, you don't have a Dereis of the Kirishus Arabim, so it's only Nigeya, Arishus Arabim, the Rabbonon, so then you say, Loyosi Rabim, Vatla Machitz, Mashen, came by Yerushalayim, it's Nigeya, Arishus Arabim, the Dereis. And what is Taisus answering? So then Taisus is answering, no, it's also not the Gerishus Aram Dereise, because it has a Tzuras HaPesach, which is a Mechitza Min HaTeire. So it's also only Negein HaDarabonon. But that's very schwer, because Rabbi Yechanan said, Yechayiv on it. You'd be Chayiv. So you see, there you have a Rishus Aram Dereise. So, Ache Kechlois HaKol Yerushalayim is Rishus Aram Dereise, and Pasi Berois is not a Rishus Aram Dereise. So, I don't understand Klor, say what the Kasha was, and how the Teretz for him for the Kasha. Ulefi Perish Ache de Perashti Gabayes Al Kainich. Now, the Taisus said before, the Gevaldike Yesod, that if you have a Rishus Aram, which is 16 Amis, and the Rishus HaRabim thins out In the one place, it's only 13 amas, 13 and a third amas. So Taisva says, this area, since it is going with the flow of the Rishus HaRabim, this also is a din of Rishus HaRabim. That means, if this small area is mefulish to the Rishus HaRabim on both sides, so even though in the middle, this Rishus HaRabim thins out, and there's no more 16 amas, it's 13 amas, 13 and a third amas, so this area also is Hashem Rishus HaRabim. So Memelis, according to this Teretz, is Givaldi good. So Memelis, there's no difference between Pasei Birois and the Yerushalayim. Pasei Birois is also Rishus HaRabim D'Yerais. Chayovin Oleo Mishum Rishus HaRabim. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that Ilmolei Dalseis Nu'uloi should be Chayiv on Yerushalayim as Rishus HaRabim. Im Taima, given the maskinen, the Rabbi Yochanan sover like Rabbi Yehuda, since the Gemara feels eyes, that Rabbi Yochanan, can velois virale, so he doesn't hold like the Chachomim. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Like Tachtoisvis, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Amai chayoven oler mishum reshus harabim, o isla ishtei mechitzes di yereise, Rabbi Yehuda holds shtei mechitzes the yereise. So mamonavshech, so you have shtei mechitzes on the sides of Yerushalayim, so that's enough. So why should you be chayiv? So that's some other rishonim answer. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the lomdis of osa rabim mevatli mechitzte. But shtei mechitzes he also doesn't hold that'll help. That he holds like the chachamim. So let us look at the picture, picture 41. So in picture 41, it was Mefulish Arbat Stodim. So Memele, if a person will be standing where the Aleph is, so where this Aleph is, there is no mechitzas around it. Now, looking and taking the whole picture into consideration, you have here Hashem Dalad mechitzas. That means on the corners of Yerushalayim, there are zicha mechitzas over here. So, according to, if Rabbi Yochanan would hold like the Chachomim, that he hold of Hashem Dalad mechitzas, so Memela wouldn't be a Yerushalayim would not be a Rishus HaRabim. But Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like the Chachamim. He holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't hold Shem Dalad Mechitzes. And two, in where this Aleph is, you don't have any Mechitzes on both sides. It's also Rabbi Mevatle Mechitze. There's Tzuras HaPesach here, but there's also Rabbi Mevatle Mechitze. So Memele, so in this area, if a person would carry, he'll take a Bichayim. If he'll carry it higher up or lower down, so then Taka will be potter because you have shtei mechitzes. That's what Taisus explains, Rabbi Yochanan. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Eretz Yisrael ein chayovim oleho mishum rishus harab. In whole Eretz Yisrael, you won't be chayiv also rishus harab. Yosef, that's a member of Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Yosef Rav Dimi, v'kom b'leilo shmaite. So Rav Dimi told over this shmaite to Abaye. Omalei Abaye le Rav Dimi, my time, what's pshat in this member of Rabbi Yochanan? That there's no Rishus HaRab. Ileime mishum demakif lei. Sumes de tzu mehach kise. Umechat no de geder mehach kise. Let's look at the picture a minute. So here's page 51, 42 is sume de tzu. You have a psepsazoya tzu, you have like a mountain. That's on one side of Eretz Yisrael. Mechat no de geder mehach kise is you have a valley which creates also a mechitza mahach gise, and Agav Uche, the Ritva says that this was kemin gam, It wasn't on both sides. It was like an upside down L. Al kaponim, or like an, and that's, that made it a reshus, that made it ois reshus haram. You have on this side, you have a mechitze, and on this side, you have a mechitze. That's mahakisa, mahakisa. Elaine, mishim de makiv la sulma de tzu, mahakisa, machatna de gedda, mahakisa. So that makes it ois, so it's kebi reshus haram. Bovel nami makif la pras mahach gise v'digeles mahach gise. It's not a din in bov. It's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. Bovel is also has mechitzes on two sides. Kemin gam. The kula alma nami makif v'kiyonis. And for Kelso, the world also should be not a reshus harab. Let's look at picture 44. That a kiyonis is makif the whole world on four sides. So why doesn't have a teiris mechitze? So that's Abaye asked him. Dilme, so then Abaye said, Dilme Milas Umurdis Kamrit. Maybe you mean to say from Rabbi Yochanan that the reason Yerushalayim, the Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a Rishus Arabim, because Eretz Yisrael, the Rishus Arabim of Eretz Yisrael Miles umoyrdeis sheberetz Yisrael. That means the miles umoyrdeis. You're not chayiv al tzrishus harab. That's what you mean. In these areas, dilma miles umoyrdeis kamre. That means in Eretz Yisrael there are two types of mokim hiloch harab. There's a place there's a place that goes smoothly. So, Mamel, that's a Rishus Rab, that's Dumi the Digle Midbar. And then there's a place that's very hilly. So that's, it's Tashmishe Bedoichik. It's not Dumi the Digle Midbar. So, Mamel, that is not a Rishus Rab. Omalei, Karkafne, Chazisi, Lereshach, Bei Amudi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi Azay. Sume de tzu, sela ha gavoya soviv, lalois boi laeretz Yisrael, bu gavoya yutvochem. Amachasne moiret charitz omok yutvochem, barochem dalet soviv eretz Yisrael, meidach gise. Aber le mechitz, hey, da osa le tortul, mida rabonon, milav rishus harabn diraisu, lach yuvi alei. Malas omoyrde shebo kamret, sha'ein chayovin aleihem mishum rishus harabn, that's what he means. The area that is very hilly and bumpy, that is not a Rishus Arab. Not to me the Digle Midbar. The Midbar, the Onan was Mashves, Sagavoya, Vesanomach, everything was flattened out. So Amokim, that's Nichet Hashmishtei, that is a shame Rishus Arab. Amokim, that's very difficult to walk, so that doesn't have a shame Rishus Arab. Omalei karkafne, bal hagelgoylis, kloima odom choshuv, hazisei lereishach bei amudi. Amudi shall beis medrash shall Rabbi Yochanan. So it seems there's two mahalchim how to learn pshat. The Ritva says pshat was complimentary. He told them, mamish, Rabdimi said over a member of Rabbi Yochanan, and Abaye started diagnosing it. What's the lomdis? Because of this, I can't do this. Oh, maybe this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Milas and murders, he told them, das as a eisene cup, a bal gogoylis, he says, it is ke'ilu, you sat by the shir of Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, you machaven divrei Rabbi Yochanan, you're in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, you machaven divrei Rabbi Yochanan, so he told it him complimentary. The Tais Vesrid, maybe Rashi in Yevomis, what the Pesachet Gebizna Zoi, that means it wasn't as it seems there was a little criticism. Rashi in Yevomis says, Mi Pia Shmua Amarta Veloi Mi Daitach, Mach, oh, that's a Rabbi Yochanan, you heard it from him, was like, the way you said it, it sounds like that you're figuring out what Rabbi Yochanan had meant. Chazisi l'reishach be'am. You were there by the shir, you heard it. So, Memelos, you heard from him
the time that why it doesn't have a shem reshus arabim, so memela kumta nishkan grayse yashikayach.